I was standing on the corner, watching the lights change from red to green. I watched the people. I watched the lights. I watched the people twitch and move like the swirl of a schizophrenic sea, uptight and imploding, falling, not rising. I watched and waited for the people to react to green, to the color of go. Then I noticed on my right, a metro station, about 100 meters away from the corner. The hole in the ground was like a human geyser spilling up. So I walked over to the metro station. My portable telephone rang. And I let it ring and ring and ring. And some of the passing people grabbed for their telephones like cowboys without guns drawn for their digital holsters. As I approached the hole in the ground, oozing people out into the open space, I noticed a guy leaning in the railing, overlooking down onto the escalator and the people rising up. He was staring down at the rising mass, focused as though he was watching a river in a canyon. He was smoking a cigarette and biting the smoke. And the lines in his face were like those found on bald truck tires. Gray looked like it had been tattooed into his skin, if it was flesh. From a distance, his skin looked more like a canvas, a withered sail, a feather mattress stained. And he stared down at the river of people coming up, and they didn't seem to notice him, their eyes looking down, eyes concentrated on the folding metal stairs of the escalator. The treadmill of tripped razors and tungsten durability. Lubricated with oil, of course. They just slipped out of the ground like a defile for tattoo. And about half of them made quick haste to instant direction and knowing path for necessary destination. But others only took several steps away from the station's edge and became specks of static, spotting the view and blocking the path of the walkers. Some of them seemed lost in the cool, polluted air, confused, or simply questioning. They certainly didn't seem bedazzled. One man wore a very heavy jacket, a jacket too heavy and warm for this time of year. It was an autumn day with the promise of spring, and I thought about the young Brazilian electrician killed in London last year. Could this man possibly be a terrorist, ready to blow out everything and everyone that happened to be around him? Explosives pausing in the middle of the pavement like a simple roll of hay. But this guy with the jacket was engaged in a deep conversation with his portable phone. But everyone is these days. And he stood firmly in place as though he was a statue for a commercial. And then I noticed the man with the treadmill face that was looking at me now with his piercing eyes. Iris candles enhanced with Gaussian glow. He had spotted me watching the people spilling out of the metro. And I felt like a kid watching large ants with missing limbs. Worker ants. Cleaner ants. Soldier ants. Undercover ants. Metro ants. Paris ants. Foyer ants. Limousine ants and homeless ants. was Grayface Man. I had spotted him, and he had spotted me, like gamblers on a roulette table. But I didn't rush over, I took my time, and I stood not too close to him, to just enough close to him to be able to touch him if I felt like it. We looked down into the mechanical pit. Thank you.